Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the line with New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. And Assemblyman, we're just finding out that the state has abandoned its plans for the $150 million Wonder Falls Resort project. I know you and I talked about this about 6 months ago, but now that it's officially over, you've got to be disappointed.
Well, I've got mixed feelings. I was briefed earlier this morning before it went public, and I really and truly am not that disappointed because, as we spoke before, it just seemed that everything was being put in or focused on one particular project, and it was a very ambitious project. And my feeling always is that we need multiple smaller projects to really have the city progress. So it is bittersweet. However, USA Niagara and is moving forward quickly, and their vision, I think, fits more in line with what we as a city should be.
You know, I remember when the governor came to Western New York, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, to highlight this project. You know, they were saying all these grand things, $150 million, it's going to be a year-round resort, the American side can finally compete with Canada, and it's almost like for some people, the rug got pulled out underneath them today. Do you think that's a fair way to characterize it?
Pulling the rug out? No, I think what it is it's a reality that although the vision was there, it just was not the project that needed to be done. Remember, to have a project that size for that money, you need critical mass to be able to amortize the debt. And in this situation, we don't have the critical mass yet because there's nothing else to draw them. So I am not disappointed. I'm actually happy that they, USA Niagara made the decision to finally recognize this wasn't going to happen and we can't stall any longer.
What do you think about the state's new plan? They said today that they're planning to turn it into a civic improvement project to create public access and walkability while also creating commercial opportunity and improve parking to support new and existing businesses.
Yeah. Well, number one, of the things that actually, it's really interesting. If you look at the Rainbow Wall, it's almost like a Chinese wall. You can't get through it. It's blocks. It's a big rectangular obstacle. The main thing is they are going to put a walkway, or not a drivable roadway, but an attractive walkway between the First Street and Second Street. I think that's Second Street. So that you can walk through, and it'll make the building look less onerous and less like a rectangular box, so that that'll be one of the first improvements, which then will bring it into a position where there might be more than one large space that they can view as being developed, so that it can ultimately be more than one attraction. It might be two or three, which will then draw the interest of different categories of individuals. A water park is wonderful, but it's only going to draw one segment of the population. So you have this vast building. It is cleaned inside. I don't know if you know, but it's already been demoed when they did the culinary. So it's kind of like a blank table. So I'm in favor, and I'm excited that we're moving forward finally.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.